Thank you very much. Dan Marcus at Bay Park Square, and I'm standing here with the man. This is Geraldo Rivera. The man has come to Green Bay expressly to do a job fair to get Northeast Wisconsin back to work. Welcome to Green Bay, Geraldo.
Dan, it's terrific to be back, particularly because the weather is so pleasant. Last time I was here, my mustache froze. That was a Packers-Bears game. But
was that the NFL playoff game?
It was far. No. Go back 94, 95.
Long time fan.
Bitter time. But let me tell you a story about why I'm such a Packers devotee. I was in Tikrit, Iraq. And I was there with the 1st Division of the United States Army, and General Ray Odierno was there, and everybody on his staff, including someone who's probably listening right now, Colonel Dan Baggio, are the most fanatic Packers fans you can ever imagine.
Cool.
These guys, I mean, so there we are in Iraq, and they've all got Packers paraphernalia and scarves and
awesome
hats, and it's 100 degrees out and they're all go pack. So I love these guys in the military. So spent a lot of time with them over there, and they're all Packers fans.
Quick question. Would you ever wear a cheese head?
Yeah. In fact, I've been consuming the cheese curds all morning.
Aren't they awesome?
Oh, but the problem is with the fried ones, you eat one, you want to eat another one, you get thirsty, you drink beer, it makes you hungry.
That's the whole point. Come on, Geraldo, you missed the whole point completely.
Either I missed it or I got it. I'm not sure.
So let's shift gears and talk about putting Northeast Wisconsin back to work. You're here at the Bay Park Square Mall, and you're helping us bring attention to the fact that we've got a job fair going here with 50-some employers today. Now, this is a kind of a personal mission, putting America back to work for you, isn't it?
We'll be here until 5 o'clock. Come on down. Love to say hello. It is a personal mission. You know, the thing about the media, particularly, Dan, I'm a real veteran. I've been around a long time. I'm older than you.
I am.
You're the 70s. I'm the 60s.
Okay.
But
you win.
I win.
I'll let you win.
But one of the things I found about my own personal mission in life is that it's one thing to complain about a situation. It's entirely different to do something about the thing you're complaining about.
True.
So we all want full employment. We all watch the country go through a real trauma with unemployment and the recession and everything else. So everybody can complain about that. But what we are trying to do with these job fairs, we've done a couple in New York, a couple of Dallas, Atlanta, Los Angeles, now we're here in Green Bay, is to get the employers in one place with the prospective employees. So we're doing something about the problem. The problem is unemployment. We want to say to Northeast Wisconsin and the rest of the country, come on down. Here's someone who has a job that may be the opportunity that you are looking for.
Sure.
You got to get off the couch. You got to do something to help yourself. And I think, really, it's a wonderful concept. It's working wonderfully nationwide, and I think it's a terrific idea here in Green Bay.
You didn't bring your resume in to give to the Packers or anything, did you?
You know, it wouldn't be a bad job. But, you know, it's funny, though. I love Aaron Rodgers. You know, he had such pressure when he started.
Oh, yeah.
And with the intense focus, you know, the fan devotion, he had a real burden, but he has handled it magnificently. I mean, even, you know, his own personal life, how he does it, you know, with so much scrutiny. You know, that's intense, but he's a great, great pro.
So you are a Packer fan, a true Packer fan. You're not just saying that because you're...
I don't say that in every market. No, I really have great affection for the Packers. A wonderful franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of the few entities in America older than me, so...
You are not that old, Geraldo. I'm going to come back in a couple of minutes with Geraldo. We're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to ask him what's on his iPod. Stick around. Geraldo Rivera on 103.1 WOGB. Back at Bay Park Square Mall, Dan Marcus with Geraldo Rivera. He's here for putting Northeast Wisconsin back to work, and we're combining people with job skills, with employers who are looking for those job
skills.
Absolutely. Welcome back to Green Bay.
Thank you, Dan. Nice to be here.
Now, we talked about the fact that you're a Packer fan, so we got that side of you
down. We got that side down.
Okay.
And a cheese curd fan.
Yeah, and a cheese curd thing.
And a beer fan. That's another story.
Excellent. Now, by the way, the National, it's not near here, but the National Beer Museum is in Potosi, Wisconsin. You should know that.
Close enough. We're actually going to the beer garden in about an hour.
Excellent.
Look forward to that.
So, now, my question is, what's on your iPod?
Well, you know, from the 70s, to me, the biggest star of the 70s. Now, remember, I'm a 60s person, a Dylan, Beatles, Rolling Stones person.
Cool, cool.
But into the 70s, my friend and neighbor Bruce Springsteen,
really,
in my opinion, is the greatest act to emerge from the 70s. I mean, I like Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and some of those other big hair bands.
Sure.
They're terrific, and I think they're way better than the 80s stuff. You know, I just, the Rock of Ages stuff is just not my thing. But Springsteen lived, you know, our kids were in school together.
Sure.
You know, I've watched him over the years. He's such a wonderful, gentle soul, so creative. You know, he really speaks to a whole, you know, working class, middle class American ethos. That's great. Our kids were in school together after 9/11. I'll tell you a quick story, Dan.
Yeah.
We lost our school there in Monmouth County, Rumson Country Day, was the school that all the people that worked at Cantor Fitzgerald, they were the top two floors of the World Trade Center. They all lived in our community.
Oh.
So our little town had the worst per capita casualty rate of any other community in the New York area, in the world, for what happened at 9/11 at the World Trade Center. And so we lost six dads just in our kids were the same age at a second grader and a fourth grader at the time. So we lost six dads in the school. So you can imagine how traumatized the children were. Springsteen and our other neighbor, John Bon Jovi, stepped up to the plate. And, you know, they did benefit after benefit.
Well, the TV special,
the live TV special as well. You know, Springsteen has just been a magnificent soul and a real poet for his decade and for a whole region. I mean, he's what makes New Jersey not a punchline, if you know.
You're very, very well put. Excellent. Geraldo Rivera, again, thanks for coming to town.
Dan, my pleasure, dude.
Thank you for all the hard work that you do.
Thank you.
Appreciate
all right,
that. Geraldo Rivera. Yes, that Geraldo Rivera on 103.1 WOGB.